Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available. At the tone.
All right. Hello?
Hi, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for Ardent Buildworks.
That's me.
Oh, hi, my name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great, too. Thank you. I appreciate that. And the reason for my call, so we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And
okay.
What prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing you on the first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in the area. And, well, you know, when you do a search on Google, it'll show that map of the local area. It pops up in the middle of the page.
I haven't done a ton of research into it, but yes, I'm aware that that is a possibility. Yeah, I heard about that.
Okay, great. And then next to that map, there's a list of some of the locals, you know, that service within that service area. So that's where we'd be listing you. And the reason you're getting this call today is they had one of those first page positions open up in the geographic area. So we're assigned to that area today. I'm sorry, I'm losing my voice. I'm sorry if it cracks on you.
It's all good.
Okay, we're assigned to that area today. If we were to program you in to appear there, they block out one of those spaces for you, so that way you'll always be one of the local options for people. You know, at that moment that they're ready to make the call, you'd be there to catch them too. And that all makes sense so far, right?
That makes sense, but the only issue is I only very recently, like literally a couple of days ago, started setting up my Google page, and I still, even though I purchased a domain for my website, I haven't built that up yet. So I don't know how enticing it would be to, you know, be on the front page but not have anything set up.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, we can help you with that as well. So the Google business page listing, that's included with this, right? So it comes with it. And then for the website, well, really to add it when it's ready, it's just the push of a button. Some of them have websites, some of them don't. Do you have somebody already to build the content?
I'm still shopping around for that. But before I answer your question, if I'd be interested, my biggest concern would be the cost. What would it cost to be on that front page?
Oh, yes, I can pull that up for you now. And the reason I asked about if you had somebody to build the site, that might be something that we can help you with as well. And so
okay.
The cost, that'll depend on a couple of things. Are you new in business, like within the last year?
Yeah, I only opened up the business like the last 3 months. But my experience goes longer than that. So I guess, my business is only 3 years or 3 months, but, whenever I'm writing in the description of my business, I am 5 years in experience.
Okay.
So it's all very recent.
Okay. And I'm sorry. My name again is Tara. Who am I speaking with?
This is Vlad, the owner.
Oh, what? One more time? Vlad?
Vlad.
Vlad. It's
yep.
Nice to meet you, Vlad. And so the area that you're servicing, I know that Cedro Woolley is home base for you, but how far, like what does your service area look like? How far are you traveling?
Within like 30, 40 miles. Like the furthest I go is like around Bellingham. But it's mostly like Burlington, Mount Vernon, Concrete, maybe Coopville. It's like very local, like Oak Harbor. I usually don't go past 40 miles, so in the 40-mile radius.
Okay, so up to Bellingham or the line, the Canadian border, and then, okay, I see it here. Perfect. And then the good news is you're new, so you can qualify for the promotional rate that they have, and that's a reduced rate just for our newer companies. So you have to be a year and under in order to get that. So I'm just grabbing my regional manager for the area to apply that rate reduction for me. I will get you that pricing right now. That's Ben. And is it just you, or do you have like a helper or a partner?
I have a couple of helpers. Whenever it's a job that needs more than, you know, one person, I sub out some people that I know.
But as of the company and stuff, it's like a one-man team. But I have job sites where I've had two other people work alongside me.
Okay.
So I do have helpers that I can hire.
A help's available. Okay. And then, okay, so I'm letting Ben know that you're new within the last, well, it's this year, 3 months. And so being that they have that area open for programming today, Vlad, I think what I'm hearing from you is if we could make Google affordable, that's not a bad idea to list yourself there locally?
Yeah, it's just I've only started doing all this really recently, and I've already dumped like a lot of money into other websites that I'm advertised on. And so the only reason, especially not, since I don't have a website or, you know, I haven't really spent any time updating my web page at all. In order for me to be on the front page, it would have to be cheap. If it's like not cheap, then, you know, obviously I'm probably going to pass just because I don't think it'd be worth it.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, the hard part about getting there, it's not really the cost. It's probably more affordable than you think. The hard part is the area, the availability of the area, and that we have. That's why we're assigned to that area today. Yes, let me grab Ben. We'll get the rate reduced. We'll do our best to make it fit. Hang on here.
Hey, Vlad. Thanks for holding.